Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 321. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Happy to be here.
Okay. We're going to be discussing Lesson 321, Father, My Freedom is in You Alone. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
Father, my freedom is in You alone. I did not understand what made me free, nor what my freedom is, nor where to look to find it. Father, I have searched in vain until I heard Your voice directing me. Now I would guide myself no more, for I have neither made nor understood the way to find my freedom, but I trust in You. You who endowed me with my freedom as Your holy son will not be lost to me. Your voice directs me, and the way to You is opening and clear to me at last. Father, my freedom is in You alone. God, it is my will that I return.
Today, we answer for the world, which will be freed along with us. How glad are we to find our freedom through the certain way our Father has established. And how sure it is all the world's salvation when we learn our freedom can be found in God alone. Father, my freedom is in You alone. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Of course, this lesson is an echo to the answer that Jesus gives us in the question, what is creation? If you want to listen to that, we have recorded that lesson or that question, if you will. What is creation? We've recorded that for you, and it's not on our Blog Talk channel, but it is on our website, truethought.org. And in that answer, he simply says that God thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has. He also says that those thoughts are eternal, that they don't change, they never change. So this harkens back to the admonition that we hear over and over and over in the textbook that you are as God created you to be. You can't change it. Dreams have no effect. Our delusion, our self-delusion of our imagination and our crazy human mind, egoic construct, doesn't change anything. It's just a dream. Just like the dream we had last night. We woke up and it didn't change us. It didn't change who we were as a body. It didn't change who we have in our life. It didn't change anything. It was just a dream. And we are indeed as God created us to be. And the good news is, we will eternally be in the mind of God. We are creation. We are the children of God. And we are being reached to, we're being called through our brother Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, which is His voice. God's voice is represented by the Holy Spirit. But as A Course in Miracles tells us, that's nothing more than our right mind. It is us that we hearken to, and it is us that's hearkening to us. And it's a beautiful system, literally. There's only one problem, and there's only one answer. Wake up.
Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake now. And in our awakening, forgive ourselves, for we knew not what we did. We were asleep. That's all. And so I remind us of the gentleness of this sweet awakening, and that as we do awaken, that we can do so with the idea of forgive myself, I knew not what I did. You know, I can really relate to I have searched in vain. I have searched in vain, and I bet you have too, thinking that your freedom, thinking that your salvation, thinking that your safety lies somewhere else, lies somewhere in the world that was made, and only to think that we attain what it is that we think will give us this freedom and this safety and this surety, only to be disappointed. And so here is where our freedom lies, and it's in one place, and it's in God alone, and it's in that, you know, God consciousness in our divine identity that I am as God created me. And as such, I'm unlimited and free. That, you know, there's a direct authorship here. I didn't make or create myself, you know, so it's really simple, the instruction guide that comes along with the apparatus that I think I am. Plug into God. You know, listen to that one voice. And when I do, you know, my guidance is sure. And there is freedom in that. It's not limiting. I think that as humans, as mere mortals, you know, we think that somehow doing what we're being asked to do will somehow limit our freedom, limit our personality, limit our creativity. And actually what it does is it expands it exponentially, because we are connected with the infinite. And in that infinite, we actually become who we really are, which is infinite, free, and unlimited. And so my freedom is in God alone. I didn't understand, but now I have a voice that's directing me, and I just follow that guidance, and it's perfect. So today we answer the world, which will be freed along with us. The certain way our Father has established, there's certainty in this. And we learn that our freedom can be found in God alone. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, Infinite Spirit. I am free.
Beautiful. You know, as you pointed to the statement that Jesus is so often quoted, is they know not what they do. And the world, I think, has always been instructed to interpret that as you're doing something bad and you don't know it, or you're doing something good and you're not conscious of what you're doing. But what it really says to me after studying the Course is that what you're doing is you're dreaming. You know, you're not doing something good or bad. You're not doing anything at all. You're dreaming. You know not what you do. You don't realize that you're dreaming. That's all. It's not a sin. It's not a blasphemous. It's not an attack on God or anything else. You're just having a dream. Thank you for sharing. I loved what you shared.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I love this time together. It's my favorite part of our day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And we love being with you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for being there. Thank you for joining with us in these workbook lessons, whenever and wherever you may be this day. Yes. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect. The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send